I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Police are investigating Tuesday's attack on an Islamic school in Pakistan. At least 8 people died when a bomb left outside the school door exploded and dozens were wounded. Nehemiah with FMI says the real numbers are much higher. FMI supports many church planters in Peshawar where this attack took place.
Please pray for our brothers who are serving there in this difficult situation that they can introduce a real Prince of Peace to the people. When people feel that they're not finding any peace because of such incidents, then we can introduce Jesus Christ to them.
Pakistan is one of the world's worst persecutors of Christians.
But I want to tell you that Pakistan is one of the most fertile lands for evangelism.
And just head to missionnews.org for ways to help. And we have an amazing story from Mission Aviation Fellowship in Indonesia of God's faithfulness. But it really starts 52 years ago when a remote Yali tribe in Papua killed 2 missionaries. 3 months later, an MAF plane crashed nearby, the only survivor, a 10-year-old boy. A Yali man found the boy and kept him safe until a search party came. The Yali were moved by this second encounter and asked a missionary to live with them. From there, MAF's Linda Ringenberg says,
5 years later, a church was born in that very hostile area. And then it was a 30-year process from that time since the entire Bible was completed and able to be distributed.
Please pray for the church among the Yali people to flourish and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year, and your continued support of MNN helps us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.